Abba, what do you want to say tonight about your presence? It's freeing. It's a relaxing place to just chill out. So chill out right now in my presence. In my presence, there is no worry, no concerns, no fretting, no anxiety, just peace. So will you rest in my peace right now? I am. So join me. It's also a joyful place. And I welcome you into my loving arms. Just you and me. Just snuggle up close right now and listen to my heartbeat. Do you hear it? My presence is a time and a place of refreshing. And you can stay in this place and in my presence at all times. I have filled you with my glory, and now you get to experience it face to face with me. When you seek me, you will find me, because I will make myself very, very obvious to you. So focus right now on my voice, on my presence, and on my glory. For I am about to do a new thing in your life today. Are you willing to receive a new thing from me, your Abba Father? For I am more than willing to give this to you tonight. So open up and receive. My heart is gushing out with my love for you. And when you open wide to receive my perfect love, it will cast out all fear. Think that you're afraid, but it's really the enemy that's afraid of you because of me. You are in my presence, so now rest, relax. Just take a deep breath in and let it out. Help is on the way. Many of you have been struggling and trying to do things in your own effort and toiling, and you just feel like you're on a treadmill not going anywhere. I'm asking you to get off the treadmill and walk arm in arm with me. For when you walk arm in arm with me, there is no toil. But there is peace. It is that perfect peace which passes all understanding, that guards and rules your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. When you let go of the struggles, they will be gone. Struggles don't hold on to you. You choose to hold on to the struggles. So let them go right now in this moment. In my presence, in my glory, just let it go. I told you to cast all your cares upon me because I care for you. I care about every little detail of your life. Don't I? I sure do. Some of you have been afraid to ask me questions. Well, tonight is the night you get to ask away. Things you really haven't been sure about, and you know I'm wanting you to take that step forward, but you're not really sure right now. So ask me where you're at. What step are we on? Just ask right now, and I'll tell you. For some of you, you just need to ask, what was the last thing I told you to do you haven't done yet? So ask. You must choose to listen. When you ask, I give you the answer. So then your part is to listen and then obey. I can't do the obedience part for you. It's 100% on you, but I can do what I do really well. I love you, provide for you, protect you, give you every single thing that you need to fulfill the calling in your life. Still hear my heartbeat for you? It's okay to cry. I prefer you crying instead of holding it in. Just let it out. For some, you've been holding on too many years and decades to what I've asked you to let go of, so let it go right now in my presence. There in the morning when you wake up, because you gave it to me, and I'm definitely not giving it back to you. My presence is a sweet, sweet place, is it not? It's a perfect place to rest and focus on me. I want to let you know how blessed you are. You're so blessed that blessings are coming upon you and overtaking you. In fact, there's too many blessings coming upon you and overtaking you. The good news is you get to share it with others. You get to make deposits of blessings from this moment on. But you must be willing to go and bless others on purpose, intentionally. But don't do it trying to get something in return. Just do it because you get to, and you want to, and you love doing it, and it's fun. I have so many blessings heaped up, and I'm just waiting to release them right now, at this moment. Can you thank me for them in advance, before you even experience them? When you say thank you, you are saying that I believe you. When you ask and I say yes, then just give me the thanks and the praise and all the glory, because that shows that you believe that I have already done it, that it's finished and it's a done deal. I see things way into your future that you don't have a clue. I'm already setting you up years in advance. You can't tell me that I haven't set you up this day years in advance. Yes, it took your willingness and obedience to get to this place. But I'm still working behind the scenes. Yes, I am. I am making all things work out together for your good because you love me and you're the called according to my purpose. Some of you need a healing tonight, others a miracle. And you've wondered, why have I not received my healing or why have I not received my miracle yet? Who do you think gave you that question? Sure wasn't me. What are you basing your healing and miracle on? The truth or the circumstances? You can choose to stand in your circumstances or you can choose to walk in the truth by faith. If you haven't done something that you've dreamed of doing for years and years, why not do it tonight? Because my healing presence is here as well. So is my miracle working power. You have heard testimony after testimony of people that have been healed and people that have received miracles. Why not you? Why not now? Just go for it. I give you permission. Now give yourself permission to receive. Don't allow excuses to stop you anymore from experiencing what I have freely given to you by grace. You're not earning a miracle. You're not earning or deserving the healing. I'm just freely giving it to you as a gift. And when somebody offers you a gift, what do you say? Thank you. And yeah, buts aren't for me either. Yeah, but what about this? Is not of me. What I say is true is true. It's up to you. It's your choice to believe it. I encourage you to believe it. Then you will receive it. It's actually pretty simple and easy, you know. But the enemy wants you to think it's difficult and challenging and that you don't deserve or earn, that you are invaluable, that you're not even worthy of a miracle or worthy of a healing. Well, what's it going to take for you to earn, deserve, or merit a healing or a miracle anyway? It's a free gift. You don't earn, deserve, or merit it. Some of you need provision in a big way. Am I not the all-sufficient one? Am I not with you at all times? Have I not provided everything in advance before you even came into this world? I even had diapers prepared for you before you even came out of your mother's womb. You didn't perform for those diapers, did you? Sure, fill them up. Everything is paid for in advance. So you might ask, where is that provision, Lord? It's right here. It's within you. You need to release the provision that's within you. I know that you've asked for provision over and over and over again. And you know what I said? Yes. So from this moment on, thank me and praise me and give me glory for that provision. My word even says that I supply all of your needs according to my riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Healing is part of that provision. So is forgiveness. Some of you need to know your true identity, that you are made righteous by the blood of my Son. There's nothing you could do to make yourself righteous. My Son did that for you. Those that have struggled with insecurities, you know who the one that's really insecure? It's the devil. It's not you. Because you're in Christ and Christ is in you and He is your security, therefore you're already secure. Instead of you trying to become secure, you already are. So once you believe it, you'll start acting that way. Insecurities are not of me. And you know what? They're not of you either. They're of the enemy, so give it back to them. They don't belong to you. But you know what does belong to you by the blood of Jesus? Security. Righteousness. Hope. My Abba, agape love for you, that belongs to you. And whom the Son set free is free indeed. Father, we just thank you for this time. We thank you for the truth that you've shared with us that has set us all free. Thank you for your encouragement. Lord, we are thankful and grateful and appreciative for all that you have done. We choose to be thankful from this moment forward. We don't have to keep asking you over and over and over again for the same thing you said yes to the first time. So Holy Spirit, remind us to be thankful. We thank you for the miracles. We thank you for the provision. We thank you for the healing. We thank you that we don't have to earn it, deserve it. It's just a free gift. And we're choosing right now, this moment, in your presence, to receive it. And we say yes. We thank you. And Holy Spirit, you say that you're going to bring all things back to our remembrance. Help us to remember this time in your presence, and that we can come back here at any moment because you are our constant companion.